Welcome back to the program. Thanks to everybody that's sent through a text so far today on the Temper text machine, T-E-M-P-U-R, mattresses and pillows like no other. I'll read a few more of your texts out very shortly. But this time every week, Campbell Brown has a chat to us, Hawthorn Premiership star, and also one of the co-hosts of SEN Track. He joins us for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Treat yourself to a smooth, delicious coffee crafted by expert baristas at McCafe, available 24/7. And you catch Brownie also on the Winners from 9 a.m. tomorrow with Andrew Bensley on SEN Track and right across the weekend on Trackside. Welcome to you, Brownie. Great to have you back.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dwayne.
What did you make of last night?
I thought it was a terrific contest. Essendon will be kicking themselves for dropping it. I know that they were the ones that would have had to have come from behind late in the game. But, geez, they gave themselves a nice little buffer there halfway through the second term. And a little bit like the Hawthorn game in round one, they just need to change tempo a little bit, I find. They just want to play fast football all the time. And sometimes when you get out to a nice lead, just taking the time off the clock a little bit, slowing it down and maintaining that lead can be just as good. And now they're a side that can get out to a nice start, but sides always feel like they're a chance to come back because of the quick nature of their play.
It's no consolation really for Essendon supporters probably this morning, but they do look like they're on the up.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, they've unearthed a couple of really nice kids. The big Ruckman Cox, he looks like an absolute beauty. I remember speaking to Andrew McGrath before the season started at that Macca's shoot, and he was telling me about this 200-centimetre kid that, you know, could run like Isaac Smith and play him on a wing, but he can ruck and he can go forward. And, you know, it's always, until you've actually seen them with your own eyes, what they're capable of, it's always hard to sort of just assume at AFL level what they'll be like. But gee whiz, doesn't he look like he's a player?
Absolutely, it does. And I had a chat to Adrian Dodoro. You probably run into him occasionally at the races too, Brownie. And yeah, he was fairly happy with the crop that he's got, but he said it's going to take some time. Maybe it's not going to take quite as much time as Bomber fans feared, but at the same time, that was a win that they could have got last night. What do you make of the prior opportunity? How long's a piece of string? How long prior opportunity should you get, Rule?
Oh, yeah, it's a funny one. I mean, it's a split-second decision, isn't it? And I thought definitely Tom Hickey should have been caught holding the ball. You know, he did take it out of the ruck, but he had the opportunity to get rid of the ball by handball as soon as he got tackled and chose not to. And as a player, we were coached not to cough the ball up. So you can understand, especially in a tight game, you don't want it to come out. So player just rolled the dice there and got away with one. But there's no doubt that there's been a couple of umpiring decisions that have just got it wrong. Obviously there was the Brisbane Geelong one late in that game, and a different part of the ground was the Hickey one, but would have given the ball back to Essendon with about 40 seconds on the clock on the half back line, so it would have given them at least a chance.
What do you think will happen tonight?
Oh, Tim has made a few changes, hasn't he? Getting Basher Hawley back will be a massive plus for Richmond, just that drive off half back. But I was surprised that Rioli and Caddy did get dropped. Should be a good game. Port got exposed last week by the West Coast Eagles, and they're always hard to beat at home, but probably just the manner in which they got beaten was a little bit alarming. But no doubt they'll be looking to bounce back.
If Paul win this tonight and win it, you know, by a few goals, or win it reasonably convincingly, people might believe in Port again. But if they get beaten tonight, it's going to be interesting to see what the repercussions are for people's belief in Port.
Yeah, look, I still think that they're one of the teams to beat this year. And week to week, sides can never play at their optimal level for the whole 22 weeks of the year. But They were poor. They were really, really poor last week. I didn't see it coming. And so there's no doubt that, and Richmond as well, I mean, they got embarrassed by a young Sydney Swan side at home. So probably creates a really good clash tonight, because both genuine premiership contenders, both coming off bad losses, and will be looking to respond.
It'll be interesting to see if Ballarat ends up in time holding the grand final preview, in a way. The Dogs and the Lions could actually get there. This is a ripper for 9,000 at Ballarat.
Yeah, it should be. Should be a magnificent game. The weather's meant to turn as well for it.
Oh, fantastic.
It'll be a real, real cold scrap down there. And, you know, Brisbane, well, they've given their season a pulse now with that that goal after the siren, and the Doggies. Look, if I was Luke Beveridge, I probably wouldn't have even bothered reviewing the game on Good Friday, because everyone played well. They beat up on the worst side in the competition. They probably did more damage than we expected. You never really think a side's going to win by 100-plus points, but the last thing you'd want your players is to go into this week and take it lightly, because, you know, there's no doubt that Brisbane will come out. You know, they're behind the eight ball still, and they need to continue to bank wins. So you probably wouldn't bother reviewing the game. You just focus on all the KPIs that you need to do to get the job done against the Lions.
So if it does bucket down rain, get really windy and, you know, nasty, the Bulldogs are going to play under a roof all year at Docklands, so that high handball game is going to suit them. The roof's going to be closed all year, we're told. So it's going to be a game they can play there. Should they change their game for Ballarat if that's the case?
Well, in that case, you think it'd suit the Doggies' midfielders, because they are genuinely contested and tough football side. Guys like Libber, you know, Bont and all that, all those guys, Treloar, they love it. You just have to change to a surge mentality. Don't overpossess and handball. If you get the ball in the wet weather, just get it forward, and that's really the only change you need. In terms of your structure behind the footy, that stays the same. You bring the same amount of pressure, but you just implore your players to throw the ball on the boot and play sort of a meters gained game instead of overpossessing it.
Yeah, because they've had bad... Well, games where they've had more than 100 handballs than the opposition. St Kilda and the Eagles, Marvel Stadium's an interesting one, given where the Saints are right now.
Yeah, they really are. I don't know if we overestimated the St Kilda Footy Club, you know, going into this season and then after their really good round one win, because the GWS form sort of hasn't really been franked. They've been awful. So they need a response. They need some... I mean, their leader, Jack Steele, is the only player that consistently rocks up for them week to week. They're too inconsistent as a group, and they've really been found wanting in the physicality. They just got absolutely smashed last week, didn't they, and opened right up. And I don't know how to really see them at the moment. Mm. What's your take on them, Dwayne?
Well, they're limping at the moment, and Hill's form is a worry for them. So they've got a whole heap of stuff that's against them. But at Marvel Stadium, I think they can get it going. If they can click into gear. I've seen, you know, Essendon be beaten by Port Adelaide and look, you know, pretty ordinary a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
They suddenly found their mojo. I think we're going to have a season of ups and downs a little. But the West Coast Eagles, they're almost the premiership favourite right now. I don't know how you see it, Brownie. They're away from home, obviously, for this one. But they're the toughest of all teams almost to come up against now for St Kilda.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Shuey going down will you know, will hurt the Eagles' depth through the midfield, because he was in terrific form last week when he returned. But they bat, you know, really, really deep through the midfield with Sheed and Kelly and all those guys, and then up forward, you know, Oscar Allen is equally as big a threat now as Darling and Kennedy. So yeah, they're flying on all cylinders. Their back line is rock solid. Barassa's, you know, we're only a month in, but probably putting his hand up for All-Australian fullback. McGovern's been in terrific form, as he always is, as an interceptor. And they're just a well-oiled unit that I still think fly under the radar a little bit in the West Coast Eagles.
Carlton and Suns are an interesting one in that. Carlton's another team that I saw a few weeks ago and didn't look that good. And yet last week, they looked like they're starting to find some chemistry. Mackay looks like he's going to be one of the great key forwards of the next decade. Well, hopefully he stays fit and can become that. At least he's showing some good signs. And the Gold Coast Suns are depleted, so Carlton could get a bit of a run going here.
Yeah, they could. Every year the Gold Coast Suns seem to start well and get crueled by injury. And that's the case again this year. Losing Big Wits is going to really throw them out, as well as the other guys, Sam Day and Rao that we've already seen. So I think Mackay just had a day out. The Dockers don't have too many really big key defenders, and they just got found wanting. And I know he kicked kick seven. He could have kicked 13 or 14 on the weekend. He got his hands to four or five that he would usually mark, and he dropped and he missed a couple. So that could have been an old school big Jason Dunstall bag that he missed out on. But in the modern era, I suppose seven's a really good. Really good goal-kicking day out. But, yeah, you're right. They did look like they found their form a little bit. They just need to do it probably more consistently.
And Collingwood, I expect them to beat the Giants. It could be a big number that the Magpies put on the Giants. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it will be. The Giants are just about cast for this year due to their injuries. And Leon Cameron's got some big decisions to make on the future of some of his players. They've almost got to go back to the to the draft a little bit, because they've got the talent there, but unfortunately, in the last couple of years they just haven't brought it, and now they find themselves in a pretty precarious situation with the injuries they've got. So, yeah, the Pies should be smarting after. You never like to lose a game after the siren. There's always a tough review to go through, because there's plenty of finger-pointing and questions raised as to why certain players weren't where they should have been and didn't do things defensively. So they'll learn from that, and they should bounce back pretty strongly.
And a word on Melbourne Geelong. Can Melbourne beat Geelong? Matty Rendell said they could well win the flag, Melbourne. And if they beat Geelong, it'll sort of confirm his statement as being valid.
Yeah, Melbourne playing terrific. And it's their young kids as well that have impressed me the most. I think Jackson in the ruck's been terrific. Cozzy Pickett, obviously, up forward is a live wire. Sparrow, Spargo, they've... That's where the improvement has come from, because Maxi Gawn's playing well, and Petraka's doing his thing, and Steve May and Lever down back. So it's their improvement has certainly come from their young guys. And while the Cats have won their last couple, they haven't won them convincingly. In fact, they probably should have lost both of them. So they were the premiership favourite for a lot of people in the pre-season, and they're not quite showing that premiership football at the moment. Not that it matters in round sort of four or five, but Melbourne could definitely beat them on the weekend.
Brownie, big weekend of racing coming up. Before I let you go, headlined by the championships at Randwick, three Group 1 races, the Australian Derby, 2,400 metres. Give us a couple of winners if you can.
Yeah, the TJ Smith is always a cracking race, and it's again this year with Bivouac and Nature Strip holding favouritism. But I can't go past Eduardo, Group 1 winner last start, broke the track record the start before that, and I think it'll be winning again. And in the Doncaster, it's a heavy eight up in Sydney due to the weather, and there's a horse called Aegon who's over from New Zealand, and it's undefeated on a heavy track. Or a soft track, sorry. It just loves to sting out of the ground. So forgive its last start, where it probably didn't handle the good surface. Back on a heavy, I think Aegon at $10 is a magnificent bet.
And Big Day at Caulfield as well?
Yeah, Caulfield is going to probably fall in the shadows of Randwick, as you'd expect with such a great day of racing. But there's a couple of nice races there. The Chairman's Club handicap as well. I think Lord Belvedere can bounce back. And also, De Beer is one at a price for Chris Waller, who is always flying, but geez, he's had a good week. Chris Waller was winning everything on Wednesday, so that's a nice race.
And I've got a text here saying, why didn't I ask you about the Hawks? Will your Hawks beat Frio?
Probably not over in Perth. Frio, a good side over there, but the Hawkers had every chance. They just, their young forward line probably didn't take the most of their opportunities on the weekend. It would have been a famous come-from-behind victory if we knocked off the Cats, but they might struggle a little bit in Perth.
And if I'm going to ask you that, I've got to ask you about North. A quick word on North. Can they beat Adelaide?
I don't think so. No, they'll win a game. They'll definitely win a game, but I'm not sure when that'll be, and I don't think it'll be this weekend. Big Tex is... he was the difference against the Suns. If he didn't play as well as he did, the Suns would have knocked him off. So it's good to see that Texas' career best form.
Brownie, great to have a chat to you. Always fun to catch up, and I really appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, mate.
Campbell Brown, treat yourself to a smooth, delicious coffee crafted by expert baristas at McCafe, available 24/7.